A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D Hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy.
Good news! The Prime Estate are looking for a new dynamic droid manager. Are you a visionary leader with a passion for driving excellence? Are you ready to take your career to new heights in a thriving corporate environment? Do you have the sinister high-toned voice of a typical cartoon villain? If so, we have an incredible opportunity waiting for you.
I always wanted to work at the Prime Estate, ever since I was a little schoolgirl pulling the wings off of flies.
Our previous droid manager was recently cut in half by an arc welder, so now we're looking for an enthusiastic go-getter with a positive attitude and a vaguely threatening European accent.
I was nothing more than a deranged psychopath with delusions of grandeur. Until I joined the Prime Estate and made those delusions reality.
At the Prime Estate, we believe in pushing boundaries, embracing innovation, and crushing the spirit of our worker droids. That's why we need managers who can belittle, berate, and mock our droids with withering put-downs.
I thought you were a worker droid, but you must be a vacuum cleaner since you suck so much.
Sound like fun? Well, come and join the Prime Estate, where innovation meets subjugation.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hell or High Rollers!
Yeah!
We are back and let's just dive straight in. You know who I am. I'm Dave. I'm your GM. Chris, let's start with you.
Hello, my name is Chris Leask and I play the character of Glubrick Bumbledung, who is a barbarian Goliath. And a little interesting thing about Glubrick is that he once got lost in a house of mirrors for 17 weeks. 17 weeks, yeah.
I nearly just did a spit take.
That's a big chunk of time, isn't it? For it to do anything.
It felt longer.
How did he survive?
He formed a little mirror family. Uh-huh. And so it was a bit like Inception. So yeah. He kind of, you know, and then one day he got out and he left his mirror family. But yeah, he lost his mind in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was going to say 17 weeks is kind of the length of time. If you're in a new city, that's how long it takes to put down roots and really feel like you belong there.
Yeah.
Settled in the mirror world.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good couple of spin-off series sorted.
Yeah. There you go. We'll do something for the Patreon.
He's just got a mirror family roaming the mirror world.
So yeah. What does he That's think every scary. Time he sees a mirror?
He thinks there's a message from them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What about any kind of reflection, like in water or...
No.
He's not an idiot.
That's not a real thing. That's not a real thing.
Ellie, did you say he's not an idiot?
I did. Thank you. I felt like that needed more.
Yeah. No.
Hello, I'm Adam Megiddo and I play the role of Eric Sanguinius, the human necromancer who lives alone in the Rodney Marsh out on the high-vis tower. Recently, I've been having a bit of a dig at the D12. And I just want to update that by saying it is one of the nicest looking of the dice.
You've changed your tune, haven't you?
Don't feel guilty.
Absolute flip-flop.
I don't feel guilty. Well, hang on. No, that's not a complete flip-flop. I still think it's an irrelevant dice. But aesthetically, it is quite pleasing. Today, I want to bring into question the D4.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, please do.
Do we really need a D4? Like, do we really need a die with four sides. Like, it just seems, it seems excessive in its minimalism.
I'm looking it up right now. You can get a D1.
What the hell?
You can get a D1.
A D1 I've seen. It's a dice that always ends the same way up. It's like, it looks like a little tube.
Little egg.
But why? It's pointless. You... Absolutely pointless.
Exactly. So now the D4 is looking great.
That's a very dangerous way to live any kind of life. If you're comparing, you compare anything to the D1 version of yourself, it's very alarming. Yeah.
That's how I live my life. I just keep lowering the bar until I'm happy.
I'm also wondering what the biggest possible die is. You know, is there a D1000? I mean, presumably, if you can get enough surfaces on it, sky's the limit.
Well, if you spend enough time, you know, looking up D&D things on Amazon as I do, you see there, you can buy a D100, and they are ludicrous. It's just basically a ball, but with
rubbish,
very slight edges.
It's
rubbish. Greg got me one of those, and it is impossible to know what number it's landed on.
Fucking Greg.
Yeah, man. Fuck that guy.
Hi, my name is Ellie Morris, and I play Ghoul, the teeny tiny campestry guy. I thought I had something more, but I didn't. I just had the word guy. A little fact about Ghoul. So, you know, he's had this infernal curse for, I guess, I don't know how long, but it seems like it's been a while. And so he is getting a little bit lonesome by the touch of, you know, his friends. He hasn't had any contact with any creature. Unless it's to hurt them. Yeah. So he's kind of in secret been making little puppets of the happy boys and just kind of like holding their hands and hugging them when no one's looking.
That's too sad. Too sad. Yeah.
Wow.
And if there's like a tree that's shaped like Henley, he'll just go and kind of hold its leaf or something.
But why does he keep trying to kill me then?
It's a complicated relationship. You know, you hurt the ones you love.
Hello, I'm Henry Shields and I play Henley Whispers, aka Soft Core pornography.
Oh,
looks on many levels because he has a soft core.
Yeah.
Anyway,
mate, that is a slow and quick burner. That's a good game.
Yeah, exactly. Human Ranger, Hellraiser, Into the Abyss Gazer. You may have heard the phrase, if you gaze too long into the abyss, the abyss will gaze also into you. Henley heard that phrase and he thought, I'm fine with that because I would like the extra attention. So he'll gaze into the abyss all day long.
Is that a phrase though? I've never heard that.
Have you not?
No.
I mean, it's not a phrase, it's as a quote.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't it Nietzsche?
Nietzsche, yeah.
Nietzsche, okay.
Oh.
Hello, Nietzsche.
Nietzsche, sorry. I've never heard it spoken. I've only seen it written. I would say Nietzsche, though.
Would you?
I say Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
How do you spell it?
Let's call the whole thing off. You say Nietzsche. I say Nietzsche.
I would call them nachos.
Nachos.
Anyway.
Wow, in one sentence, we've managed to destroy the intellectual credibility of this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we had that.
It's part of a longer quote, which is, he who fights with monsters should look to it that he himself does not become a monster.
Mm.
That's what it's about.
Not our words, the words of Friedrich Nachos.
Exactly. And quite apt, because we're all slowly turning into devils.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You are, yeah.
Nice.
Smart. Absolutely.
And on that intellectual note, shall we begin the next episode of Hell or High Rollers?
Yeah!
Yeah! We last left the Happy Boys when you were walking into the inner sanctum of Scarifax's military camp. You'd made your way through a series of random defences and you finally got into the inner sanctum when you were preparing for battle with Scarifax. Now, along the way, Henley managed to inflict some damage. Well done. So he will start this battle with minus 20 HP. You also got a surprise round on him, but all of your weapons were turned into various silly things. Also, to remind you, because I keep forgetting, Tootsie McJingles is with you as well.
Yes.
He didn't get an attack. He just sort of made wry comments. The last thing you saw as you entered the inner sanctum was the naked Scarifax smashing a shit ton of random potions on the floor and screaming, bring on the chaos. Now, the walls and the floor and the roof of this lab, as he smashes all these potions, begin to crackle and fizz, and reality starts to shift and ripple. And at the end of the last episode, I had you all roll me initiative. So roll me initiative and give me those scores. Ooh. And then I'm going to explain to you how this boss battle is going to work, because it's a little bit different to usual.
I got 14.
20 for Glubrick.
Ooh, quick off the draw.
I know, he's a quick boy.
15 for Henley.
And 9 for Eric.
Always lost.
Always lost. Just very slow.
Slow Gwynias.
Slow Gwynias.
Slow Gwynias.
Sorry, Henry said that, and then I don't think anyone heard it. So
oh, no.
Boo. No, mate, claim it. Claim it.
Is Spadge still with us, just to check?
Oh, yeah. Spadge is with us, definitely, right?
Yeah,
okay. So Spadge is going to go with Eric.
What was he before he became undead, though?
Yeah, he was a demon, just kind of bog-standard demon guard.
Sure.
A boggy demon.
Just sort of the demon equivalent of like an imp. Great. So let me explain to you guys how this battle is going to work, okay? So each turn against Scarifax is going to be a group action, all right? So you as a group are going to take an action against Scarifax, and then he will have a chance to respond. But the reason I got you to roll initiative is because when it's your initiative turn, you will be the leader of that group action. Does that sort of make sense?
Yeah.
So you can kind of like lead that action, decide what the group wants to do and like how people will help you and stuff. In the true spirit of chaos, this battle is going to be totally random. Now, by throwing down so many potions at once, Scarifax has created a sort of arcane overload in his lab, and he has ripped through reality. Now, each turn, you're going to be teleported to a totally random location. Ooh. With a totally random set of rules that I will improvise. Ooh. On the fly. So I have an online phrase generator.
Oh my goodness.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to click the button, and when it's your turn, you can decide, pick a number or a dice roll or whatever. That would tell me how many times I'm going to click the button, right? And I will read out whatever the phrase is, and I will invent a battle scenario based on this phrase.
Great.
Does that make sense?
Amazing.
Wow. Excellent. Okay, this is great.
That's so good.
So, Glubrick, you are up first. Now, you can tell me how many times you want me to click this button. You can roll a dice. What do you want to do?
Oh, wow. I'll roll a D100 now. 8 times, please, David.
Oh, my God.
8. Okay, 8 times. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, your phrase is, ride him, cowboy. And you are immediately teleported into the Wild West. And all 4 of you find yourself on horseback. And you are now in a race with Scarifax. And it's a 100-meter dash on horseback.
Wow.
Okay. What devilry is this?
I don't know, but I love it. Nay! And I just, like,
Glubrick,
shake
you're not
my
the horse.
Horse.
You're not the horse. Can I be riding Glubrick?
Yeah, you want to dismount your horse and ride Glubrick.
Yeah.
Glubrick thinks he's a horse.
He thinks he's a horse, yeah. And I think I'm just doing like a sprint race with the horses myself.
Yeah!
Does the
get
horse,
on, Henley.
Does the horse take damage because ghoul's on it?
No, yeah. I'm gonna say, because I like animals, I'm going to say the horse is okay.
Yes. My horse doesn't instantly die. That would be sad.
Immediately dead.
Okay, well, we're riding.
You're on a saddle.
I'm on a
we're
saddle.
We're digging in our spurs and we're going.
Smash it. Yeah. So, Glubrick, you are team leader. What do you want everyone to do? Do you want everyone just to plow straight for the finish line?
The apprentice.
I love this. I'm in charge, yeah. With his Glubrick, be like, everyone off your horses. No, he wouldn't. He's not going to do that. How far is, like, Scarifax from me?
Will I say he's right next to you. He's on a horse, stood right next to you. You're all on the start line.
Okay, well, there's a part of me that thinks, like, one person should race ahead, and the rest of us should try and slow down Scarifax. It's not about getting there first, it's about making sure the other people lose and hurt themselves.
Genius. An excellent idea. Might I volunteer to be sub-team leader?
Yes. Oh, here's the nays, who's the nose?
Yeah, let's vote on that, please.
Are we not in a bit of a hurry here?
Well, I could be in charge of marketing.
Yes, all right, I vote for that.
Yes, nay to that.
All right, fine, yes.
Nay,
yeah.
But nay here is
no.
Yay. But
oh, it's nay, no.
Oh, nay's yes if
nay's
you're a horse.
Yes, if you're a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Whilst we're discussing this, I have noticed he has got some way ahead of us.
Come on, let's ride!
The nays have it. Let's go.
Okay, so now we bolt off, all of us on the horses. Well, you're riding Gluebrick. I'm riding a horse. Eric's riding a horse.
Fantastic.
You immediately pull this to pieces. Yeah, I'm riding Gluebrick. Eric, are you going to do the distracting or slowing down of Scarifax? Is that the plan?
I am. I'm going to cast Mage Hand. I'm going to get the hand in front of his horse and I'm going to beckon him. I'm going to beckon the horse off track.
Nice. Oh, you're trying to... Okay, so roll me a persuasion check. You're trying to persuade the horse.
Could just use your magic missiles, bro.
Okay.
Passive-aggressive team leader.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is the apprentice.
Well, that'll come back to haunt us in the boardroom. Meanwhile, I rolled a 16.
A 16, okay. And Scarifax is going to roll a wisdom... Sorry, the horse is going to roll a wisdom saving throw. And the horse gets a 14, so the horse is distracted.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
As the horse is kind of veering off, starting to follow the mage hand. Now, while that's happening, Ghoul, can you roll me an animal handling check?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Gluebrick, can you roll me an athletics check?
Oh, it was a 13.
13, yeah, your horse takes off and starts following Scarifax. It's not going very fast, but it's getting there.
Okay, cool. Can I cast Skyrite, please? In the direction that the horse has been led off, I'm just going to... Ghoul's going to cast Skyrite and it's going to write, horse party this way.
Very, very nice. Now, I'm going to roll an intelligence check.
Horse party.
Horse party.
To try and beckon the horse to the horse party.
I don't think the horse can read, but I'm going to roll an intelligence check to see how intelligent this horse is.
That horse needs to get an education.
Unfortunately, this horse has an intelligence score of 3.
No!
So it cannot read your horse party.
Okay, well.
But Gluebrick looks up and is like, oh, that sounds joyous.
Oh, Gluebrick, no.
Okay, yeah, Gluebrick, roll me a wisdom saving throw.
10.
And what was your athletic score?
Guys, there's a horse party. I think we should check it out.
Ghoul, no. That was a lie you told several seconds ago.
Whoops.
11, Dave.
So you run quite slowly towards the horse party.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like, almost like just edging towards it, not quite sure if I should be going to the horse party.
I dig in my spurs and chase Scarifax harder, saying, I am now the leader.
He's usurping your title.
No.
Great. Eric, roll me an animal handling check.
A 15.
15, yeah. You thunder up to Scarifax and you catch up with him. And you are now neck and neck with Scarifax.
Ooh,
is Henley doing anything?
Yes. I cast Speak with Animals on myself so that I can now speak with the horse. And I'm going to call out to Scarifax's horse.
Tell him about
the party. Don't be nervous.
I'll say, hi, would you be interested in going to a party? He's a little nervous.
Yeah. Henley. Ghoul just kind of looks at Henley disappointed and starts shaking his head.
So you're stood on the start, essentially on the start line with Gluebrick running the wrong way on his back and just screaming at a horse, would you like to go to a party?
I'll shout out to the horse. Horse, the party's this way. Sorry, I can't shout louder. I'm a little horse.
Gluebrick loves that.
Ghoul shake his head.
Roll me a persuasion check on the horse.
Do I get an advantage because I can speak horse?
No, because I think the horse is like, the horse is just quite confused. There's a lot going, like everyone's gone for the horse. I think the horse has been quite overwhelmed, to be honest.
We've all ignored Scarif.
Yeah, that's so true.
Okay, that was an 11.
Yeah, the horse is just like... That's what it says.
Nice.
that is what horses will do.
And now it is Scarifax's turn. So Scarifax is going to roll animal handling and he rolls a 19. So his horse starts to thunder away and he uses a random spell and he casts mirror image. His horse and him split into four images as he thunders towards the finish line.
Oh, dear.
Oh. More people for the party.
Now it is a horse party.
Now, I'm going to say that Scarifax, you guys will have one turn to try and stop him, but Scarifax, if you don't stop him, he will win the race, and you will each take a d12 of damage.
Okay, we've got to stop him.
How far away from the finishing line am I?
You're nowhere near. You and Gluebrick have run off in the wrong way. Scarifax has managed to get his horse back under control from the beckoning mage hand.
Oh, God.
And the closest person to Scarifax is Eric.
Okay. Eric, it's on you.
I will cast Thunderwave.
Ooh.
I'm going to blow up all the horses. Blow up. It's not an explosion. Thunderwave. I'm going to... Just gonna, yeah, I'm gonna blow up the horses. A wave of thunderous force sweeps out from me. Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from me must make a constitution saving throw.
Constitution saving throw?
Yeah.
Interesting.
On a failed save, a creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away. Just hoping that it will either A, take out all the illusionary horses, or even B, take out Scarifax.
Yeah, knock him off his horse.
You do manage to take out the illusionary horses. The thunder wave fires out from you and swoops ahead of you. However, Scarifax rolled a 26 on his constitution saving throw. So he manages to remain steady on his horse, and he is still plowing towards that finish line.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Can Ghoul do something?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, remember, okay. Glubrick is still in charge here, guys, you know.
Yeah. Mr. Glubrick,
yes?
May I do something, please?
Oh, my God, yes.
All right. Okay. So Ghoul is going to cast Hold Person on
Scarifax. How far is it away from you, though?
Well, I think it's a range of 60 feet.
Yeah, because you rolled pretty decent on your animal. So yeah, you have moved up in the race. So I'm going to say you're within 60 feet. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, choose a humanoid that you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be paralyzed for the duration, which is 1 minute.
What's your spell save, Ghoul?
It's 16. Is Ghoul a genius?
Incredibly wise.
Wow.
You wouldn't know it from talking to him.
What? No.
That's rude.
We're just walking towards a horse pie.
Come on. I shouldn't have climbed on your back. Apologize. I really feel like I may have been responsible for us losing this task.
No. We all wanted to go to the horse party.
Well, when we get in the boardroom, let's just stick together and take down Eric, yeah?
So, as Ghoul casts Hold Person, Scarifax rolls a wisdom saving throw, and he rolls a natural one.
Yes!
Wow.
So, you just hit, and his body just freezes. The horse bolts off, and he slams to the floor about 10 feet away from the finish line. So he is just paralyzed on the floor.
Nice. Suck it.
Great. I'll just grab Glubrick by the ears and steer him towards the finish line.
oh. Here we go. That's me moving.
Here we go. Yeah.
Here we go. Nay.
Go on, Glubrick. You're doing it. You're doing it, buddy.
Eric, what are you just? Are you just heading straight past him over the finish line?
Yes. Is the purpose here to win the race or just to stop him from winning?
No, to win the race. So basically, every one of you that gets across the finish line before him, he will take a d12 of damage for every person.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
I'm gonna race towards the line.
Great.
Do it, Eric.
So I'm gonna say, roll me an animal handling check.
That's a 14.
Yeah, I'm going to say that is enough just to get you over the line. So Eric flies over and fireworks go off and they spell winner in the sky.
Yay!
Okay, Ghoul, can I do a little... I'm going to run to the finish line as well, but on my way, can I do a little mushroom bash onto Scarifax?
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Kick him while he's down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to say you can just do that because he is paralyzed. So you roll me 5d6 of...
Yes, I do.
...of damage. And also you got a natural one, so, you know, he's not doing well.
11.
From 5d6.
I know, I got a lot of ones. Wow.
You did,
right?
Yeah, you did not do good there at all.
I know.
Okay, so I'm going to say you guys are... So now Ghoul is level with Scarifax and Henley and Glubrick are up with Scarifax. He's going to make one more wisdom saving throw to see if he can get up and sprint over the line. And he fails yet again. So you guys are free to cross the line to claim second and third place.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Second place. That's really better than first, and here's why.
go on, Ghoul, I'm listening.
We do have time for this? Maybe I'll write it in a letter.
I look forward to reading it. Meanwhile, I came first.
And Scarifax takes a whopping 29 damage.
Wow.
So next in the initiative order, it is Henley. So as you cross the finish line, fabric of reality again begins to shift and tear. And Shields, how many times would you like me to click this button?
I'm going to roll a d4 to piss off Adam. I got a 1. Just a 1.
You could have rolled a d1. That's the irony.
Yeah.
Your phrase is a piece of cake.
Ooh.
So you are teleported into the British Bake Off tent.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing all the great reality TV shows of British TV.
This is so good.
So yeah, you look over and you see Scarifax in a little kind of apron, and he's working away at an oven, and he's making a cake. And at the other end of the room is a sort of fawn with silvery hair. Ooh. And a giant hand, and that is Hall Pollywood. And they're watching you make the cake. You've got to make a showstopper cake, and you guys can make four cakes, or you can make one cake work together. But Scarifax is already working on his cake.
Oh my gosh! Okay, what does it look like?
Well, it's just batter. It's just batter at the moment.
Oh. Okay, Ghoul jumps in the batter.
What's Ghoul no.
jumps in Scarifax's batter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, not? Great.
Yeah. You're going to be cooked. You're going to be put in the oven.
Just want to taste it.
I mean, if he's making a savory dish, that's fine. You've just added mushroom.
No! Oh my gosh, Ghoul just realized what he did.
Yeah, he's folding you into the cake, and he's poured you into a baking tray, and he's putting you in the oven. So, and he slams the oven shut, and now Ghoul is in the oven.
Quickly!
Whoa, I agree with authority, so I turn to Henley and I'm like, Henley, sir, I'd really like to go and help Ghoul.
How did that happen so quickly?
I'm just to let you guys know, I've started a stopwatch on my phone, and every 30 seconds, Ghoul is going to take a D12 damage.
Wait, that was not my intention.
Spadge, I tell my servant Spadge, can I tell my servant Spadge to race over and rescue Ghoul?
Absolutely. So Spadge is like, hey, absolutely, I'll go and rescue him. And he goes to open the oven door. And I just rolled a dexterity check for him, and he got a 2. So he just like he's fumbling with the door. And Ghoul, you take 10 damage.
This is awful. Oh. Ghoul's getting really bad, like PTSD flashbacks of when he jumped in the river.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Oh,
why does he keep doing this?
Henley, still thinking about that? Are you? Is it okay if I go and help Ghoul?
No. You know what? I'm team leader. Eric, you're in charge of rescuing Ghoul. Glubrick, you and me are going to make a cake. Okay.
Oh well, in that case, and I rip off my top. I don't know why.
Yep, you rip off your top, yeah, to your clothes to reveal your sweaty.
Ghoul takes another 7 damage.
Oh guys, god, yeah. Help me.
So Eric's gonna help Ghoul. I'm gonna jump on Glubrick's back again, and I'm gonna grab his hair and do a ratatouille, and we'll make a cake.
Yes.
You guys carry on. Eric, help Ghoul.
I shall indeed. You can rely upon me to win this task for the team.
Do it then.
So what do you do?
Oh, to take action. Yes, to take arms against a sea of troubles and fire poses. What's happening in front of the oven? Is anyone in the way? Can I just go and open the oven?
Yeah, Scarifax is there. Ghoul takes another 8 damage.
Hang on a second. Okay, I cast invisibility, and I go over and tap him on the shoulder, sneak round, and then open the oven and whip the plate out.
Okay, great. I'm going to roll a wisdom saving throw for Scarifax. And he gets a 12. So yeah, I'm going to say the old tap and switch works, and you open the oven. And are you trying to grab Ghoul from the dish?
It's hot.
Yeah. I'm just going to rip Ghoul out of the middle of
Great.
It.
Great. So you rip Ghoul out, and you take no more damage, Ghoul. But Eric, you now take 5d6 damage.
Oh yes, that's true. I'd quite forgotten about that. Ghoul. This could be lethal. Okay, 2, 7.
Oh no.
7, 10, 12. Luckily, quite low rolls, but still 14 points of damage.
Fantastic.
Ooh. Ooh. Sorry. Okay, and then Ghoul is like quite, you know, singed and hot, but he says, don't worry, it was worth it. I pooed in the cake.
Excellent work.
And sorry, Glubrick and Henley, what the fuck are you guys doing?
So I've gone for on his back again.
Great.
Mm-hmm. It worked last time. I'm pulling his hair, and we're making
it. Did it work?
Cake.
Let's just
we
do this
won,
outside.
Right? We won.
That's what they
won
think.
The race. Yeah. So I'm on his back, and I'm holding clumps of his hair, and I'm moving them. We're doing a kind of ratatouille. I tell him what to do through his hair.
Yeah, and we're making this cake.
Yeah, let's have Henley roll an animal handling check.
Excellent. Glubrick handling.
Glubrick handling check. And let's have, because you're sort of preparing food, so let's have Glubrick roll a survival check.
Oh, yeah, great. 8.
And I got 6.
Sweating into the cake.
Oh, no.
I'm just pulling clumps of your hair out.
You just rip out some of Glubrick's hair. Glubrick, you just drop the bowl on the floor. All the kind of like batter and mix is just like down, spread all over the floor. And you look over to Scarifax, who is working on his cake. Now, he didn't realize that Ghoul went into the cake or even came out of it. But
nice.
Scarifax just rolled a natural 20, so his cake is looking fucking sick.
Oh no.
And It is now Scarifax's turn. Oh, no. And he turns to you guys and just smiles and is just like, time for some chaos. And he just launches a potion at, and I'm going to roll a d4, Adam.
There's four of us.
He launches a potion.
I see what's happening.
At Glubrick, and the potion shatters on your body, and you gain double speed for the rest of this round. So your speed is
nice.
Doubled.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Oh, oh great.
We can make the cake again. Come on, quickly, Glubrick.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, we immediately turn around. I guess you've pulled out most of my hair now, so you're just kind of like massaging my scalp into pushing my brain so my arms move.
All you have to do is make a cake that tastes better than my literal shit.
That's true, and that is a tall order at this stage.
I'm going to try and make another cake, but can I do an investigation check? Is there anyone else in the room? Like other demons or whatever, devils, like making cakes?
No, it's just you two.
And for Hollywood?
Yeah, and Hall Bollywood.
Okay, great. I'm just going to go straight in and start making the cake again, but I'm super fast. I'm really confident now. I'm with my eyes closed. Don't close your eyes, Glubrick. I don't close my eyes.
Okay, so with your speed and... So is anyone helping you? That's the thing. Is it just you making the cake now?
I'm helping. What I'm doing is I'm perched on his back like a little gremlin. I'm whispering orders into his ear, just being like, no, that's not sugar, that's salt. And I'm using my tail that I have, because I'm art devil. I'm using my tail to like pick up ingredients and hand them to him.
Nice.
I'm being a helpful little back monkey.
So while this is also happening, as I'm doing it at speed, I go over to Hall Bollywood, and like they do in those kind of TV shows, I'm also giving an interview at the same time. And I'm kind of sitting there talking about my really tough life to gain sympathy. I'm like, yeah, well, I absolutely murdered my mother.
Because that's going to endear you to the British public.
But she was a jam maker, so you know the history of cooking.
Yeah,
that's what was worse. I killed a jam maker.
Context, Glubrick, context.
But yeah, I'm doing that. I'm making
okay, great.
Can I give him an advantage by helping him with stuff?
Yeah. So we'll say that because you've got an extra pair of hands and a tail and stuff like that. Let's say, Glubrick, roll me another survival check with advantage.
13.
It's not great, unfortunately. And your cake comes out the oven and it looks like a sort of year 10 home ec class cake where, you know, it's not bad, but you don't really want to eat it.
Look, it might still be better than literal mushroom shit.
Well, it is. I have to say, it is pretty tasty.
What is your diet?
Your own shit.
Dirt?
Just a circle of
general dirt and mulch.
Yeah, so this is reprocessed mulch.
Oh god.
Hall Pollywood comes over to look at your cakes and he assesses them on their aesthetic properties. Scarifax's looks fucking unbelievable, and it is the best cake you've ever seen.
Full of poo, though, isn't it?
Full of shit. And
it's Glubrick just saying that in the corner.
He looks at you, Glubrick, as he tastes the cake, and he just says, "That's a nice cake. That is a nice cake." And he looks you in the eye, Glubrick, and there's a tear in his eye because he just says, "You've done your mother proud. Well done."
Oh.
And he gives you a little pat on the shoulder.
Thank you.
And then he goes over to Scarifax's cake, and Scarifax is really nervous. Like, he's really scared. He's just like shaking in his little Scarifax. He's only wearing boots. And he's shaking in his little Scarifax boots. And he's just like... And Hall Pollywood takes a slice of the cake, puts it in his little fawn mouth, and he chews it. And he ruminates for a moment. And he just says, "There's something in this.
Ghoul just giggles.
Something in this. What is that Campestri pellets?" And a huge smile comes across his face and he says, "That is the most delicious cake I've ever had in my life." And he shakes Scarifax's hand.
No! It's like truffle. Food. You know how everyone loves fucking truffle?
You're right. It is nice.
It's like a delicacy.
It's like that. You know that golden shit in American Dad? It's like that.
Yeah. We seasoned it.
And
that's all we did.
Each of you take 11 damage.
Oh no. Oh, wow. Oh my god, I'm really almost dead. But Ghoul just says, "You know what? I'm not mad about it.
Of course, you have all your lives.
I've got 2 hit points and I've only got 2 soul lives.
Cure wounds you, but then I'd have to touch you.
Oh, gosh.
I'd take a load of
I can heal
could
myself.
Could you cure wounds me?
Yeah. Yes, I can. Do I have time for this? Yeah, I'm gonna healing word Eric.
You healing word yourself, I'll cure Eric.
Okay.
Yes.
And the healing word for today is blossom.
Lovely.
Very, very sweet.
And I'm going to cast cure wounds on Eric.
Oh, thank you.
You get 8 hit points.
Oh, thank you.
I pat him on the shoulder. It's okay, Eric. It's all going to be okay.
Okay, that's 3 plus 5. Okay, 8. Right, nice. Thank you.
Oh, so what now,
you
sir?
You guys done with your nerd maths?
Who's that guy?
That's one of Scarifax's personalities. Just like, yeah, you fucking nerds. And then reality shifts and changes. And it is now Ghoul's turn. So Ghoul, how many times do you want me to click this button?
27.
27 times. Okay. Here we go. 27 times.
I regret that.
Yeah.
You get a tug of war.
Oh. Oh my God.
So it is the four of you against Scarifax in a straight up tug of war.
I turn around to Toots, who's been with us this whole time and done absolutely nothing. I'm like, Toots, are you going to do anything?
You look at him and he's just smoking a cigarette reading The Seagull.
The Seagull! Oh, Toots is such a fella. Yes, this is a tug of war. I have a lot of experience with roots, so I'm going to tell you exactly how to do this. Now, everybody, take the rope.
I do?
Yeah. All right, and now, everybody, now this is a cove ball. You pull.
Okay. Presumably Ghoul is just hanging off the rope as well.
He's not doing any. He's
3 feet off the floor.
Yeah, 100%.
You just found you.
Spadge, put your back into it.
Oh, yeah, Spadge. Spadge grabs the rope and he's just like, absolutely, Master Sanguinius. I'll grab your rope.
I must say, I fancy our chances here. There are many of us. We have Glubrick, who's immensely strong. We have Spadge on our side. Surely nothing could go wrong.
So everyone just roll me an athletics check, apart from Ghoul.
I'm definitely going to
because you're hanging from the air.
Can I contribute?
Yeah, no, you can roll athletics check as well.
Can I use my inspiration?
Yeah, if you have it. Yeah, yeah.
19.
I'm going to add all these together.
I got a 13.
13.
But I mean, I am hanging off the rope, so.
I got a 1, but not a natural 1.
Oh, because you have a minus.
Yeah. Eric's weedy.
Eric just slips in the mud.
Eric's so weak. Oh.
This is not his strong suit.
And what did Henley get?
I got 5.
Oh,
got
Henley's 5. So weak.
Oh, wow. So Henley,
it's on you.
Henley loses his footing, tries to kind of maintain. Actually, yeah, Henley, roll me just a performance check quickly to see if you can style it out.
16.
Yeah, you managed to make it look like you didn't slip. But if you did, your ego would have taken a d12 of damage.
Yeah. And Henley's shouting, heave! Heave! As he slips and falls and smashes his face in the mud.
Guys, I'm really sorry to say, but Spadge just rolled a natural 1.
Spadge! Boom!
So much like trying to open the oven door, Spadge just fully face plants into the mud, goes nowhere near the rope.
Ghoul, cast Entangle on.
Ooh! Yes! All right! Okay, so Ghoul, I'm going to cast Entangle on Henley. Great idea.
Nice. Okay, great.
That's a really good idea, yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm going to, with Entangle, I'm going to let Henley roll another athletics check and add it to the total score.
Okay. That's a 19.
19, yes. So your total score is 52.
Okay.
This is cool. High five, Henley.
High five. No.
Don't
God, no,
touch
Ghoul.
Them.
No. Stop trying to murder me, Ghoul.
Harry.
And so you're going to roll just a straight strength check against Scarifax. Now, because it is his turn, he is going to use one of his legendary actions, and he is going to go for an experimental surge. So can everyone roll me a dexterity saving throw?
Wow, okay. 18.
9.
14.
11.
So, Eric, we lose your strength score because you are knocked off of your feet.
You mean you've lost my 1?
Your 1 is down. You've lost the 1. Glubrick, we lose your strength score as well.
No, Glubrick, he's our strongest.
He's our main player. He's our biggest hitter.
No.
Unlike Ghoul, who is, of course, our biggest shitter.
Very good.
Damn right.
And Scarifax is going to roll a strength check. And he actually only got a 4. So he got nowhere near. You're even with his knocking two of you off of his feet. You managed to heave the rope and pull Scarifax flat onto the ground.
Yeah.
With two of you left standing, Scarifax takes another 13 damage.
Great.
Nice.
Scarrow flat.
Very good. Have inspiration.
Yay!
Yeah, you got it now. Yeah, nice.
Scarrow flat.
Next up, it is Eric Sanguinius' turn. How many times do you want me to press this button?
With the great D1. I'm going to roll a D1.
Ooh,
1.
Yes!
Nice.
Just for the record, I did roll a D6 and it did come up a 1.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Oh, nice. Okay, so, Eric, your phrase is, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Back to the horse race then. Come on, boy.
So you are, you're back in a kind of...
the horse party.
I was about
horse
to say.
Party. Yeah, you're at the horse party. Yeah, yeah. You find yourselves at the horse party and there are two horses, one in front of Scarifax and one in front of the four of you. Now, that horse, both horses have a gift in their mouth. You must extract the gift from the horse's mouth without looking at the horse.
Oh, God.
All right, everybody, try and fit in.
Okay, I cast Speak with Animals earlier, and I can still do it.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, get them talking, and I'll lie down to receive the gift as it falls out of the mouth.
Okay.
Nice.
What's something I can say that he won't be able to resist?
Tell them a joke, get them laughing.
Shock him.
Like, where we are right now, we're at a party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at a horse party.
Horse party? Chris, you've been to a horse party before.
But is there just these two horses? Is there other horses
How
around?
How do you need a description? It's a horse party. We've all been to them.
Chris, horses, okay? Canapes. No?
Yeah,
it's music.
Yeah,
Prosecco.
Chris, I don't get what your issue is, man.
You know what? Henley, you do you.
All I need to do is make the horse laugh with a horse joke.
Okay. Great. Well, classic horse joke.
Has anyone got a horse joke?
All right. Why the long face is the punchline.
Yeah, thanks, girl. I need a clean horse joke. That is a clean horse joke. This is nonsense. I turn away from the horse so I don't look at it. And I say, a horse walks into a bar. The barman says, hey. The horse says, yes.
That made me laugh. That made me laugh. So, yeah.
You're not a horse, Dave. I think the horse community might find that very offensive.
That's
Is it stereotyping?
Hold on. Guys, I've got my friend Dan is in the room. He's had an ear on this. Hold on. Dan, was the horse gag funny? He's nodding. It was funny. The horse laughed, everyone.
Thank you, Dan.
He's still laughing.
Well,
I'm lying under one of the horses and I've asked Spadge to lie under the other horse so that hopefully if the horses laugh, they will drop the gift into our hands.
Eric, what'd you get?
Ooh. So, Eric, your gift that will go from the Patreon. Roll me a d20.
14.
In front of you is a pair of trousers fall out of the horse's mouth.
Hello.
And this gift is from Holly, and it is a pair of ordinary brown trousers.
I mean, of course, I will give these trousers to Henley.
Great. And I mean, Henley, what are you doing with these? These are called the Pants of Perception.
Ooh, that sounds good. Well, you know, Henley had come to terms with not having trousers, but this is tempting.
They're magic trousers.
Henley looks at them and says, straight from the horse's mouth.
Yes.
And he pulls them off.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
He pulls them on. Okay, great. So this, as I say, this is from Holly, and these pants of perception. So they are an ordinary pair of brown trousers, and they change size and shape to fit the user. So they fit you perfectly.
It's nice.
Now, when you wear these, Eric, Ghoul, and Gluebrick, you no longer recognize Henley.
What?
Oh my God.
Who do we think he is?
You just think he's a stranger.
Oh God.
Whoa, who are you?
What do you mean, who am I? It's me, Henley.
Henley?
I've never met you before in my life.
Wait, no.
Wearing some fashionable brown trousers.
What?
What?
Those
what?
Overly tight trousers.
How dare you? These are snug fitting. I like a pant that contours to the body.
Excuse me, would you excuse us? We are on a very important assignment right now. Me and my friends have a mission to accomplish. Could you please leave us alone?
All right, sod this. I take the trousers off.
And they immediately recognize
you.
Trousers on, you pervert.
Right, so they make people forget who I am. That's great. What a useless pair of trousers.
You appear to be a stranger to people. I mean, anyone you don't know as well, I guess you would be a stranger. But if you want to appear to be a stranger to people you do know, great trousers.
That's pretty good, yeah. You can go and visit Greg, Sylvie.
Yeah, that's true.
You can go and spy on them,
Ooh, okay. I'm going to fold those trousers up and pop them in my pack.
Yeah, you could do like a Mrs. Doubtfire.
You could do a Mrs. Doubtfire, Greg.
Enough of this horsing around. What's happened to Scarifax?
Now, Scarifax does have a turn. So, Scarifax, I'm going to let you guys decide, okay, in the true spirit of chaos. Scarifax is going to throw a random potion at one of the horses. Which one would you like him to throw it at?
His one.
Well, actually, no, Adam should make the call because, sorry, Adam, you're team leader.
Okay.
No, that's good. I go with my sub-team leader, Ghoul. His horse.
Yes.
Nice.
Thanks.
Scarifax throws a potion at his own horse as the gift starts to fall. Oh no, this is absolutely bleak. He throws a potion at his own horse and he casts Disintegrate.
Disintegrated a horse.
And the horse is disintegrated and it is reduced to a fine grey dust.
Oh. And the
horse ash showers down upon Spadge. And Spadge is choking on horse dust.
This is where you would definitely have like a horse come out with a birthday cake about to give it to the
horse. And that is exactly what happens. Everybody turns to the horse that was Scarifax's horse and they're just like, no. And you realize it was that horse's birthday. It was the party for that horse.
Oh no, he disintegrated. That horse is Namor.
Oh, yes.
Fuck you. Absolutely fuck you. What, I made that joke and you spoke over it. No one heard apart from Ellie and she stole it.
That did not happen.
Could you give double inspiration to Ellie?
Yeah. Listen back. This is recorded.
No, that did not happen. I don't believe you.
Hi, this is your GM, Dave Hearn speaking. I can confirm upon listening to the recording back that Henry Shields did, in fact, deliver the Namor joke first. Thank you and good night.
Guys, a horse has been disintegrated. Let's have some respect. Firstly, mocked with a stereotypical joke and then disintegrated as brutal. Classic happy boy behaviour. Yeah, on its birthday.
Gosh, what are the other horses doing?
The other horses have just stopped and are like horse crying and...
Horse crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually cry upwards.
Yeah.
Tears go back into their eyes. It's a very different type of crying.
But what ends up happening is they all look at Scarifax and it's like 30 horses just charge Scarifax because they are
moving.
And I'm going to say each horse does a D6 of damage. So that's a huge
30 D6.
Yeah, 30 D6. But Scarifax is going to have a chance to dodge out of the way or at least reduce the damage. So he is going to roll a dexterity saving throw and he does pass it. And he takes half damage. Now, they were going to do 100 damage. So he takes 50 damage.
What? 50 damage.
Oh, wow.
50 damage. And he's not got a lot of health left. And the horses kick up a load of dust. And the dust turns into back into the lab that you started in. And Scarifax is having been trampled by horses and smashed by all kinds of stuff. He's not looking great. And he just drops to his knees and he just throws his hands up and he just says, all right, enough. You have proven yourselves to be truly chaotic. Join me and I will help you on your journey.
join you?
What could you possibly have to offer us, Scarifax, Master of Chaos?
I will help you get through the portal to the next layer.
But they've already agreed to help us.
Oh, you trust the agents at MI6, do you? You trust them, do you? You trust that you don't think they're going to double-cross you?
And exactly how do you intend to do this, Scarifax? Set fire to a zebra on their anniversary? What tricks do you have up your sleeve?
And Scarifax just rolls about. He loves that. He's just like, yes, you get it.
That was very
good. You get it.
Yeah. It's all intentional.
Okay, I turn to the rest of the happy boys. Well, what do we think? Do we think that this man can help us?
Well, he raises a good point. I mean, we are just trusting a group of devils who told us to go and murder this man and they led us through the portal. But why should we trust them at all?
Yeah.
But then how can we trust him? I suppose he is an agent of chaos. At least we know that we can't trust him.
Yeah, he's unpredictable. He's predictably unpredictable.
Very well put, Guru. Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean...
What do you think, Glubrick? Do you think, Glubrick?
I've actually got a bit of metal and I'm actually like trying to carve a hoof into my paw. My paws. My hands.
My paws.
Oh, God.
Confused about what he is.
I have no idea who I am. I go like, what do I think? I turn to a mirror and see my family waving at me. It feels wrong.
Can we trust Scarifax any more than we can trust these devils?
Scarifax. Tell us, how do you know they're going to double-cross us?
Because they're secret agents. It's what they do. They're going to take you back to MI6. You're going to show them my body, and they're going to say, thanks very much, and they're going to shatter your soul pieces and just give them to the archdevil. They're not going to let you through the portal. Why would they? You've done their dirty work for them. You trust devils?
He makes a lot of good points
there.
That
is a very good point. How can we trust you?
Well, that's the point. You can't, but you know you can't. I will just do whatever is unpredictable and crazy. Look, for me, embracing chaos... There's freedom in that. In chaos is creation. It's the wellspring of infinite possibilities. It's the driving force of discovery, innovation, creativity, individuality, self-expression. And the devils, they want to put shackles on that. They want to take your free will. They want you to live in structure. But if you embrace chaos, you can be unbound. You can embrace a spirit of adventure. And you can. Why do you think I'm like this? It's because to be chaotic is to be mortal. And the devils aren't mortal. They just want to bind everything. And I don't want that.
Fuck, Scarifax is like a nice guy.
I kind of like him,
I think he's converted us all to chaos.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to get out of hell too?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not saying the demons have to destroy everything, and that's not what I want, but I was human once. I understand what it is to feel and think and love and create, and the devils, they don't want that.
I say we go with Scarifax.
I say we go with Scarifax.
Let's take a vote. All in favour, say nay.
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 So you guys are going with, you're sort of accepting Scarifax's proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I think we're switch sides.
We're turning, yeah.
Turn sides and go and screw those MI6 guys.
We didn't like him either.
We didn't like them.
They were kind of dicks to us. They all had
sinus problems.
Yeah, you did.
And you know what? It's kind of cool spy stuff. Let's double cross the double cross.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
But wait, is Toot still with us?
Yeah. You look over and he's smoking a pipe reading The Cherry Orchard.
Okay, I mean, we're going to have to kill him because he's heard this.
Oh, is he on there?
Oh, I think I'd be up for that. Yeah. Definitely up for that. Anything that involves killing Toots, yes,
trapping someone.
That is a good point. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. The enemy of Toots is my friend. Let's kill him.
Yes.
Can we just say to Scarifax, look, listen, there could be a deal that could be done here between the five of us. Could you sort out this Toots problem we have over here?
What, you want me to kill that one?
Or, you know, chaos him away into some sort of random dimension or something?
All right. And he unhooks a potion and he launches a potion at Toots and
this is it.
Please disintegrate Toots.
No. Oh, I don't know. Or should Toots be in on it? Because then they'll be suspicious if Toots doesn't come back.
Oh, God.
What do we do?
The chaos potion is already happening.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And
it's in the air.
He smashes Toots with a potion. And as the potion shatters on him and Scarifax just swap places.
Great. Great. Good stuff.
No. Wait, what do you mean? Like physically in the room or like bodies and minds?
Actually, I think it's physically in the room, right, but I'm going to say it's bodies now. So Scarifax is now in Toots' body and Toots is now in Scarifax's body.
Has it?
Wait, yeah, that's perfect.
Listen, because now we can actually
kill Scarifax and then go back and double cross them and be like, look, we killed Scarifax, but actually we didn't because he's in Toots.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God. Stab Scarifax immediately.
Okay, I do. I take my axe and try and chop his head off.
No, can we all stab him like a whole Judas thing?
Yeah, let's all go for
Julius
it.
Oh, like Caesar. Julius Caesar. Yeah. We're all going to stab him. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb.
What? But death by a thousand cuts. Oh, that's
Does Eric
one.
Know any Julius Caesar
that's
speeches?
That's a different murder.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Come to bury him, not to praise him. Well, I was never going to praise him. Let's just bury him.
We come to bury Scarifax. Do it.
Okay, so you're all plunging your weapons into Scarifax.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot
okay, my bow at him. I will tell you straight up, okay? Scarifax has 25 hit points left and an armor class of 16.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you all a shot at him because Toots is confused. He's in a new body. He's like, what the fuck is going on? I'm going to give you all a free shot on him.
Does feel a lot like a murder.
It does feel really brutal.
Well,
you know what? Toots is a dick and we're double crossing. Let's do it. We're in hell, guys.
Yeah.
You have no idea what he made me do in that rehearsal room. Kill him.
I get a 17.
I got a natural one.
I got 18.
Oh, yeah. Magic missile.
Great. So that's an automatic hit. So Henley and Glubrick hit as well as Eric.
So we all do damage, right?
Yeah. So roll me for your damage, team. So let's have Henley first.
12.
He's not looking great.
Because I've got exactly the same number. 12.
12.
That puts us one away.
He's literally got one hit point left.
Eric?
My magic missile does 10 points of damage.
And a magic missile just thuds into Scarifax, like toots in Scarifax's body, and the chaotic scientist's body just falls. And as Toots falls in Scarifax's body, he just says, "In all the universe, nothing remains permanent and unchanged but the spirit."
I'll piss off. Shoot him in the head.
Will you die already?
Scarifax's body falls limp, and suddenly you find you're stood there with Toots, but Scarifax in Toots's body, this is going to be such a head fuck. And the four of you are stood, but now with the kind of chaotic energy that was emanating from kind of Scarifax's body was holding the kind of demon camp together, and it starts to kind of crumble around you, and you realize now that they have no leader. So the demons are truly chaotic. They are just scrambling around and you are in the middle of a demon camp and you need to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, Skyrun, let's send a message to our captain.
Pellew, yeah.
Oh, yes, to Captain Pellew. Yeah. Cool.
All right. What should we say? Horse party? Should we invite them?
We might have 100 horses coming back to get revenge. Or was that even real? I don't know.
Request immediate extraction.
We should probably do it outside this room because it would just be on the ceiling.
That's true. Let's go outside first.
I just need a moment with the body here. I'm just going to look at Toots. Toots in Scarifax's body.
Yeah.
And I pick up his copy of The Cherry Orchard and his pipe. And I look at him and I say, "Finita la commedia. Curtain."
That was great.
That is absolutely stunning.
Does Eric kind of ultimately just like hate him but actually respect Toots in the end?
Yes, I think it's always that sort of, you know, we did a play together and therefore our souls are bonded whether we like it or not.
From now on, I bet Eric's just going to be like, I once knew him. He was a great man.
Great actor, great actor, great man. Brilliant director.
Gone for his time. Okay, we run outside.
Okay, great. So you run outside and you're, what are you writing in the sky for Pellew?
We require immediate extraction.
Great. So you fire your skyrite spell into the sky and underneath you, presumably you're firing it straight overhead.
Yep.
And yes, so as you fire that, within moments, the spectral ship, Captain Pellew's ship, appears and it flies through the kind of mists of Avernus, and the scorched skies are still red and there's still fireballs raining down and you can hear the distant sounds of war ringing in your ears, and you see the kind of safety of this ship and you see Pellew, huge smile on his face, old Papa Crumble there with Agent Cash Pound, sails in full what do you call it, like full sail. They're like, the ship's looking great, guys, and it swoops down and Pellew says, "Quickly hop aboard, let's get out of here."
Oh, wonderful to see you, sir.
Thank you so much. I take out, I grab a hornpipe and blow.
Does Henley just have a hornpipe on him?
I grabbed it from the ship.
And yeah, Pell, you looked.
I jumped aboard, grabbed a hornpipe and started blowing.
Yeah, you do that.
I just get on.
Yeah, Ghoul gets on and starts waving a tiny flag.
Oh.
I get Spadge to give me a little leg up so that I jump up onto the ship, and then I turn to Spadge and say, Spadge, I have no more need of you. And I wave my hand as to end the animation of his... To end the animation.
Nice. Good call, because otherwise he turns against you, doesn't he?
Yeah, you wave your hand, and actually, rather than Spadge just dropping down dead, I think I'm just going to have him... he just gives you a solemn nod and just wanders off to the horizon.
I say, thank you, Spadge. Aww. You were... actually useless.
He really was. He got a three and a natural one. That was his contribution to this episode.
And we take the body of Scarifax and lash it to the prow of the ship. like a maidenhead thing you have in the
Wow, that's so dark.
So that we can sail back and be like, look, we...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wait a minute. I could animate Toots and have him as my servant.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
But that's Scarifax's body.
Too many levels.
Yeah.
No, I said goodbye to him in beautiful form. Let it go. Yeah, I'm sure we'll see him again anyway.
God, you really do have like a love-hate relationship with Toots. You just can't let him go.
It's like the Joker and Batman. They actually need each other.
Yeah, you can't hate someone that much and not have a serious connection to them.
Yeah, true.
And I say, Captain Pellew, take us to the horizon.
And Captain just is, he's just like, absolutely my boy. Calls out orders and the sails fly up and Papa Crumble's pulling rope. And he turns his, turns the big ship wheel, and you fly off into the skies of Avernus, and you start making your way back to the fifth layer, back to the MI6 headquarters. And Cash Pound comes up to you, the four of you on the boat, and is just like, well done, we have the body of Scarifax here. Very impressive, happy boys. I didn't think you could do it.
Oh yes, we did. We killed Scarifax, and now we are heading back for our reward.
Which is to go through the portal, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's what we decided. Can Henley roll me a deception check?
That's 24.
Ooh.
Cashpound looks at the body, looks at you, and just says, well done, and walks off and sits down.
Mm.
So I walk over to the other happy boys and I say, so what's the plan when we get there?
Well, I suppose we just need to get near enough to the portal to jump through it. Maybe we take one of them hostage.
The problem might be that they were never going to take us to the portal. Their plan, presumably, was to get us inside and then just take us somewhere and kill us, right?
Well, maybe that's the advantage we have. The advantage we have is that we actually know this. So we can be prepared. They can't do a sneak attack on us. That we'll be prepared that if they do suddenly double cross us, we know this is going to happen.
God.
Glubrick!
You had a thought.
Glubrick, what happened to you?
That?
I'm saying this while I'm pissing in the corner of the
boat. Pissing through the spectral ship.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, so what we need. So we go in with the body of Scarifax, and then before they have the chance to jump us, we. Smoke bomb? Hide?
Oh, God, if only we brought all our smoke bombs.
Well, cause a distraction. We'll make a distraction and slip away and we hide somewhere. And then we'll be in the building and we can find our way to the portal. How does this sound to you, Toots? I say loudly.
And like you can tell, Scarifax is really uncomfortable in this body.
Yeah, I would be.
It sounds... it's hard not to do Scarifax. Right, Toots. What was Toots? Yeah.
It needs to be a mix between them.
This guy.
It?
Yeah.
It's sort of maybe it'll just like, you know, just sort of like fly in every now and again, you know?
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, kind of made it harder for yourself. Yeah. That's going to be a hard job.
Yeah, that's actually a really great idea. The thing you guys need to really remember is that only the Archdevil can let you through the portal. So even if you get through the portal, you'll need me to override that. I can do that. I can do that for you. But if you can get me close enough to the portal, I can get you guys through it. Absolutely. And then while I'm in there, I can just cause absolute fucking chaos.
Yes, absolutely.
How about this? Can we take some of the potions from Scarifax's body and use some of those? And those can be our distraction at the point when they were going to ambush us.
Yeah. We'll
chuck all of those. Get a distraction, and then we can slip away and try and find the portal.
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, Cash Pound.
Yes.
Where is the portal?
What, in MI6?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the basement.
All right. Guys, now we know it's not in the basement.
So are you guys just flying straight back to MI6?
Yeah.
So on board, on the ship, you fly through Avernus, you fly through Dis, you fly through Mineros, keep going past Phlegathos, seeing Lady Ingardo again, just being like angry that she can't get to you because you have the seal of approval. And you finally land. You come in to land at Stygia.
I walk over to Captain Pellew, just as we're coming as land, and I say, Captain Pellew, sir,
yes,
a question
my boy.
For you.
What can I do for you?
This ship can fly between the layers, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Can you just fly us to the bottom and out of here?
You fuck.
Just get us out of here.
You know what, Henley? That is an excellent idea. I think, Why didn't I think of that? And he very subtly starts to he starts to fly you past the fifth layer, and as he does this, you were coming into land at MI6, and he starts to fly you past MI6, and you kind of share a look with each other as if you're like, fuck, is he just... Because he can traverse the layers without using the portals in his ship. And as you fly past MI6, you hear a little pop. And previously, from the box with no name, you asked for a Zeppelin. And one thing could have been taken away from you at my discretion at any point.
Oh, no!
And Captain Pellew's ship is taken. And the ship disappears.
He killed him.
And
just
the ship.
The ship is gone.
Not him.
The ship is gone. Pellew is still there. Papa Crumble is still there. Everyone on board is still on board the ship. But the ship has just disappeared. It's gone.
Wait, so do we plummet to the ground? Or?
Yeah, so I'm going to roll to see how far off the ground you are.
I wish I hadn't asked now.
He has no purpose anymore.
You guys are 90 feet off the ground.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
Whoa.
And so you are now plummeting towards the earth. Old Papa Crumble, the four of you, Cash Pound, the body of Scarifax, and Tootsie McJingles are hurtling towards the ground.
I'm going to cast Featherfall.
Oh, very good.
Can you cast that on all of us?
Well, I can choose up to 5 falling creatures within range.
Pick me!
Okay, so there's me, then there's the other 3 happy boys. We've got to keep Scarifax in Toots' body. And then Cashman, that's all of us.
Yeah, Captain Pellew's a ghost.
That's 6, isn't it?
Six, including me.
Very good, Matt.
Oh, does it say up to 5 creatures?
Choose up to 5 falling creatures within range.
I think that's including yourself.
You have to be one of those 5.
Well, let's let go of Cash Pound then, seeing as we were clear that they were going to betray us. And also, Cash Pound probably has the ability to look after themselves.
Seriously, Cash Pound's not on our side at all.
Yeah, I think we should kill them.
What a terrible accident.
Okay, so you guys swoop in, and you and the 4 of you, plus Toots, well, Scarifax in Toots' body, land very, very softly on the ground, and Captain Pellew comes floating in, and next to you slams down the body of Scarifax. into the ground. All the bones broken. It's still the body is still there, but it's absolutely just
mangled
and fucked up. And
okay, what happens to Scarifax? Cash Pound.
And there's also Papa Crumble as well.
Oh no! Yeah, Papa!
Yeah, killed Papa Crumble.
No.
So Cash Pound does take a significant amount of damage, but Cash Pound manages to tuck and roll at the last second and takes half damage.
Okay.
However,
in D&D rules, generally it's 1d6 for every 10 feet.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. Old Papa Crumble slams into the ground next to you, and there is just a second where you look at his body and it is completely motionless. And you are looking at the dust kicked up by this old orc that slammed into the ground. And a second or two goes by and you're still staring and the body's still not moving. And then you just hear,
well, that was pretty far.
And he gets to his feet.
Papa Crumble.
And he is very, very worse for wear. He is so nearly dead, but he is alive.
Oh, my days.
I'm glad you're alive, Papa Crumble.
We help him to his feet.
And he just looks around and he's got a smile on his face and what the
fuck did you do to the captain's ship?
I didn't do anything. I mean, you know, we had this magic box that gave us a zeppelin once, and it decided that now is the time to take it back. I'm sorry.
And as you explain what happens, Captain Pellew floats down next to you, the four of you, and he just looks at you, all four of you, in the eye, and he just says, "Without my ship, I will begin to fade." And his spectral form starts to fade away. And
no,
he looks to Henley and he just says, "I am very, very disappointed in you, son."
Oh, God.
And Captain Pellew fades away.
No.
Oh.
Captain, no. Captain, you are the captain of my heart.
Oh.
I think I have to take some psychic damage.
Oh, yeah, you take, let's say a d20 of psychic damage.
Only.
And that's a natural 20.
Wow.
20.
Wow. And old Papa Crumble is just left, stood there alone with no ship and no captain.
Oh, Henley, he didn't mean that. He was just upset because his ghostly form was entering a terrifying plane of nothingness for the whole of eternity.
Thanks, Ghoul. That makes me feel so much worse.
Oh, well, it was meant to make you feel better because he didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it.
That was my best attempt at comforting.
Henley's just distraught and so ashamed of himself. Captain Pellew was the closest thing I had to a father, at least a father who cared for me. I can't believe I've done this. I'm so ashamed. Henley takes the pants of perception out of his pack, pulls them on.
Oh. So no one recognizes you.
Excuse me. Could you please leave us alone? We're on a very important assignment. Please, could you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Which way to the MI6 building? Do you know that?
Yes, it's just over there.
All right. Thank you, stranger.
Henley just sits on the edge of what I imagine is like a cliff face,
yeah,
that we're on, and takes out a little hornpipe and plays a single haunting note.
Oh no!
Thank you for listening to Hell or High Rollers. I am Dave Hearn, I am your GM. Eric Sanguinius was played by Adam Megiddo, Ellie Morris was Ghoul, Henry Shields as Henley Whispers, and of course, Chris Leesk as Glubrick Bumbledung. A special thanks goes out to Dan and the Stephen Joseph Theatre in Scarborough. Thank you to them for essentially letting me take over their studio for about 2 days. Your generosity knows no bounds. And if you find yourself in Scarborough, head on down to the Stephen Joseph Theatre. They've got amazing shows, cracking bar, and a wonderful restaurant. It really is an amazing hub of entertainment. Now that was a plug for the Stephen Joseph Theatre in Scarborough, but now let's plug our own Patreon page. You can head over to our Patreon page where you can find a whole host of extra goodies, side campaigns, little documents with extra little tidbits of info, stuff that you can really get your teeth into and learn all about the world and lore of Hell or High Rollers. Not to mention there's also some hilarious stuff on there as well. This show is produced by Gareth Tempest and the music is by the wonderful Max Runner. Thank you and good night. When you get through 9 layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.